Truck radiators for cooling system and all that stuff.
Do you remember different names for different kinds of illegal whiskey?
Most of it was moonshine and when I was a kid, and booze like it's used now, and white lightning. And that's why the only thing, but all the rest of it they made themselves, like the wine. Oh God, man, it makes the wine.
Did you ever taste the wine?
I make some now. I had last year I made about 14 quarts last year. Fifths. How did it taste, man? It tastes good. They say they now my dad used to have a habit until I broke him up from it of getting right up against the fence that come up to the house and burying it just so the stuff would be at the top of the ground. And he may have him 20 jugs or something buried out there. Until one day I was coming home with the plow and I let it get loose. And man, before I could get it from over one of that fence, it had about 5 jugs off. So
your father got pretty mad about it.
Oh, God, did he? And see, they back then, the parents then used to beat for, like in my case, he used to get you, almost kill you, man. See, my dad would beat you with anything come into sight, like a bicycle tire or the whip that we drove cars with. Okay, take care now. We had cows, and at that time you had to dip those, and you had to take them to a dipping vat way off in a certain section of the city and have them dip. And he'd get old to you with that, and anything he got his hand on.
I guess you wouldn't call that a spanking, would you?
I wish I had. I could take 20 spankings in one of those. And man, you'd come out. I remember one time we were smoking in the barn, and it was raining. And he come out there smoking. We were smoking in there with the hay, smoking old rabbit tobacco. And oh God, he ran out there and he grabbed this old big bull whip. And see, the thing it is, it, you know how long it is, and then you have a rawhide crack on the end of it. See, and man, I'd be the first one to go. And I started out and I heard this old whip. After a while, just by the time I figured I was out of distance, that doggone cracker hit me in the side bad. I ran about a whole block sideways around. That's the kind they used to get. They had and usually the thing that a lot of time got me, sometimes they were right, sometimes wrong, but most anytime some elder person come up and say, well, I seen your son or daughter doing such and such a thing, those people would believe and they'd put a beating on you out of this world.
Sounds pretty bad.
Was it?
I wonder if it was better to do that. I wonder if kids were more disciplined then.
I don't know. I know that it scared you a lot. I mean, to, you know, they had this deal of way they set up discipline for you. See, it would have been looked like better to me if once I did something, say, bang, right now, this is it. But this old deal, see, they had I get you. You got one coming, see?
Yeah.
You know you got it coming, so the head is waiting there maybe 5 hours till somebody get home or certain something like this, see?
You feel like you're ambushed.
Yeah, but man, you go through 1,000 deaths. But always I thought that if it had right then, see, that's why if it was beating time, you know, I wanted to come out the deal first, you know. A lot of times I like to laugh at the other guy. It would be hurting so I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I always were thinking, I said, if they have something, I always would want them to go right on there for a woman to be punished.